your lifetimes, there has been many words written within books, within papers, each from every individual's perspective. Within each and every one of you has the ability to keep connect with the source, with this knowledge. You were either through pen and paper, or through art, through words, through song. There are many expressions of this energy or these thoughts from higher realms. Before you come here, our friends, you choose your family, you choose your parents, you choose your path. Some will find that hard to believe that you will choose some of the things and the situations that you come across. But within each situation, you have placed yourself there for a specific learning or for an understanding, as we are here on this physical plane to learn, to grow, to love. We place ourselves in this time, in this place. You could have chosen anywhere, but you are here at this point in time for a reason. Within each and every one of you is a spirit that is connected to those spirits that surround you. Part of your learning or part of your growth here is to learn to love yourself, learning to love that is all that you are. And all that you are is all that surrounds you. Everybody, it's all internal. Your neighbors, your brothers, your sisters, your parents. Sometimes we find this challenging to do, as there are many aspects within an individual that reflect something within ourselves that we don't like. Some are more challenging than others. We say to you, our friends, to try and see within them the same that is within yourself. Accept it and love it. It is very hard to accept one's flaws or one's perceived flaws. You are often your worst critic, your own worst enemy, shall we say. But if you can choose to love yourself, choose to love yourself as the spirit that you are, and choose to love and accept those around you for that they are at this point in time, not when they achieve a certain goal, or not when they be a certain way, or not when you achieve a certain goal, but exactly as you are in this moment, who you have chosen to be. Here on this physical plane, each of you have free will to choose at any given moment what you will do in your next step, how you will respond to those other spirits around you. It is very challenging to accept that. So, We say to you this day that the message would be to love yourself in its entirety. Not just your individual aspect, but everyone as a collective. Accept and love each other. Quite often the mind is busy thinking about the next moment, what comes next. And sometimes it's even stuck in a place of the past, in something that happened a long time ago. But when your energy is focused on the past or the future, what comes next, you quite often miss the moment that you're in. And it's not until that moment is gone or that soul is gone that you begin to appreciate it for what it was, that you begin to love it for what it was, that you accept it for what it was, and constantly striving for something better, or constantly mourning for something that has gone, happened. You're not present. And when you look around you, there are many souls or many individuals that may not be there in the next moment. So we say, stop and look around. Don't worry about what's coming next. Don't worry about what was. Just accept it, love it. Love it for the learning that it was and the person that you are now and who it has made you. And quite often, our friends, when you can do that, what you see, what you become, those moments change. The fears fall away. And you do feel that connection with Source and those around you, it becomes easier to accept, to love, and just to be. You are all beautiful spirit. You are all beautiful souls. Within many, yes, you do have a shadow self. Accept that side. Love it and just be. See yourself as you are, as we see you. See each other as you are, as we see you. Bless you, our friends.